The State FFA Association's convention took place last week. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network. I'm talking with State Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Tell us all about this FFA. It's been going on quite a while in South Carolina.
You're right. I think this year is their 90th year in FFA, Naturally Future Farmers of America. Years ago, I think there was an FFA and then an FHA for homeowners, homemakers, but now it's just all one. And I'm telling you, I was there last week at the convention in Clemson, and as I was saying to someone, this ain't your daddy's FFA. They really put on a production.
What are some of the things that you have noticed that have changed over the years with FFA?
Well, just the caliber of training that they do for their leaders. And mainly I engage with the state officers, but also at least one chapter a year we get down at the House. We'll talk about that in a minute. But just the training and the poise and abilities that officer group develops, obviously they have to campaign and get elected to their office and do quite a job of that. But then their job is to put on the state convention along with staff help, and they do a great job. Had over 1,000 kids attend the meeting last week, and I got the privilege of going up there on the closing day and just addressing the group, but just very impressed with this organization. As I tell them, there are future leaders of agriculture in that audience that I spoke to last week, and it's just a real privilege to associate with them.
I know people are familiar with those blue corduroy jackets, but for those that might not be familiar with what FFA actually does and what they're about, can you give us a little bit of a thumbnail sketch?
Yeah, I think nationwide they have over 650,000 members, about 8,500 chapters across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. In South Carolina, we've got 120 chapters. And agriculture is the base of it all, but now they've expanded those programs just for overall team-building type of programming and individual development. Spoke earlier about the state officer group that really has to display that leadership to be elected to that. But again, what I've been impressed with is how each chapter really has a somewhat of a team feeling around what they're doing, whether they're growing some poinsettias like some of the chapters have done and bring them at Christmas time, or take on projects like the plants that they bring in the spring, the potted plants or the flats that they bring for planting around the state house. So they do a lot of those type activities. But again, just developing leadership across the board that's going to benefit our industry and has. Last week I had the privilege of my friend Gene Merritt from Easley riding over to the meeting with me. Gene is retired, but he was state FFA president, he told me, in 1962.
How about
that?
So
you do the math, and he's very impressed as I was at the way the meetings have changed, I guess, since his time in however many years ago that was now, nearly 60 years. And so with that in mind, I think the future of the FFA is nothing but bright.
And considering what's going on in agriculture right now and agribusiness, particularly in South Carolina, it seems like maybe this group of young people is maybe now more important than ever.
That's exactly right. With the average age farmer in South Carolina and across the country nearly 60 years old, we need to develop that leadership that will carry our state's industry well into the next decades, lead it to new heights. Look at new ways of being involved in agriculture that we probably, if we look back on 2018 and 20 years from now when some of these folks are leading, we wouldn't recognize some of the things that's going on in our industry. So it takes leadership for anything like that to develop, and that is the primary benefit I see from the FFA, and that is developing the next leaders for South Carolina agriculture.
Now, you alluded to this a little bit earlier, but there's one chapter that gets to come over to your house. How did they earn that privilege, and who was that?
Well, what they have to do is invite a certain number of attendees to the state meeting to qualify for the drawing. With that, I had the privilege of drawing literally out of the hat, Lexington Richland 5 group. So, yes, next spring, Blanche and I will host them for an afternoon picnic and a little bit of activities around the house and the farm, and just a chance to get to know them and visit with them and just find out some of their goals and aspirations. So, again, I get to visit with the state leadership, but I do we have that privilege of having a group over. I think we've been doing it 4 or 5 years now, and have them there at the house, and just a good chance to learn a little bit more about them individually.
Well, the future looks bright thanks to the continuing work of the Future Farmers of America and the South Carolina FFA Association State Convention wrapping up last week at Clemson. We've been talking with State Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and that's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.